Is that something that was something you were instrumental in? Did you see the benefits of that?
Well, it's not about losing weight. It's about being more fit. You know, I talk about, you know, I think general people, general public can lose weight. To lose weight, you know, he lost weight because he worked hard, because he made sure that the food that he was intaking was the right food. It was not about amount of food. And everything that you put together, you know, brings, of course, if you have to carry around 5 kilos less, it's always good. And if there is something else to lose, I mean, he will lose. But honestly, the focus was never about losing kilos. It's about, you know, doing the right thing and making sure that he's fit to play as long as possible, like yesterday, and be competitive all the way.
I was going to say, what do you think he needs to do particularly well against him?
Well, I mean, he has to use his strengths. There is no question about it. He has to serve well, has to be aggressive, has to hit the forehands, has to make sure that, you know, keep Novak off balance and not go into long rallies for a long period of time. But of course, you can end up in long rallies. You have to sometimes, but, you know, that's definitely not going to be the goal of the match. And we'll see how it's going to go. He has to do his stuff really, really well. I mean, Novak has no weaknesses. He has no gaps in his game. We all know that, but that he's also beatable, we also know that. So we'll see. We haven't really talked about the match yet. We always do it a couple hours before the match. But I have an idea what he needs to do, and he has to, of course, execute it perfectly.
We've just seen you gathering as a group of legends as part of the tournament here, and one of the legends there was Thomas Enqvist, who's reached the final here before, and he said just now, this is a good court for an upset. Why is that?
Well, it's a good court because it's quicker. It definitely feels like it's a quicker court than we had in the past. But Australia always gave us, well, always, last at least last 10, 15 years, gave us some upsets. And I think that's mainly because most of the top players, they don't really have enough tennis in their legs or arms or their bodies. Their rhythm, it's not there yet. Other, like, in difference to French and to Wimbledon and US Open, where they already have a lot of matches in the season. Here is that everybody worked on something in the off-season, and everybody comes with something new, and that new can cause issues to the top guys. And we've seen some upsets in the past, we've seen some upsets this year. And if you really want to make a surprise run, you know, Australia, it's a good place to try.